My name is Lindsay Kendris, and today's date is June 10th, 2016. To start, can you please tell me your full name?
My full name, Maurice Rolfe, R-O-L-F-E, Love.
And what year were you born?
1928, just as the Depression started.
So where was your hometown?
Irwin, Tennessee, the big town of Irwin.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell me how it was growing up there?
It was very tough because the railroads was a primary hiring. That was the primary factory or industry there in the Irwin. And they just shut down. They weren't hardly doing anything. And as a result, we had a lot of hobos coming through there. The railroad came down through there, and right next to the railroad was a cemetery. And right next to the cemetery was the highway going through Irwin over to Johnson City. And we lived right there on that highway. We would go over there. There's a lot of hobos back then. We'd go over there and we'd take wagons, and hobos would see us over the wagons, and they'd throw coal off the coal cars. They just throw it off over the side. And we go up along down the railroad there, putting coal in the wagons, and we'd bring it home to have a wagon full of coal. And that's one way we kept warm during the winter. Mm-hmm. And then the hobos, they weren't mean. They were just out trying to get a job or something. And then they would come to the back of our house, knock on the door, and ask asked my mother if they could have some food. And she'd say yes. She said, I just fixed biscuits and gravy. And they said that was all right. And she'd fix the biscuits and gravy, and there'd be a couple of them that they'd eat and everything. When they'd get through, they'd chop up kindling wood, you know, build a fire, and stack it up there real neat. And thank us for doing that.
Sweet.
But we were kind of paying them back for throwing that coal off over there. That's the way we operated. And then on Saturday, I don't know if it kind of tells about the Depression. On Saturday, we would pick blackberries. We'd pick 3 gallon and take it to town and try to get a quarter for 3 gallon of blackberries. But they'd settle down a little bit when we get down there. So we would take an extra cup and we'd fill full of blackberries, and we'd get town, and we'd pour that in there, and it'd kind of heap it up. And we'd go house to house, and we'd go about 6 or 7 houses, and finally some woman would give us a quarter for 3 gallons of blackberries. And we'd take that 3 gallon of blackberries and sell them, but we'd take the quarter, and we'd take it down, and before we'd do anything, we'd go buy a pack of North State smoking tobacco. You don't know what it looks like, but I've got a package and I'll show you.
Oh, you do? Okay. I'll pause this here.